Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic is God's raw material and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 26 verses 3 to 5. At that same time, the leading priests and elders were meeting at the residence of Caiaphas, the high priest, plotting how to capture Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the Passover celebration, they agreed, or the people may riot. Usually, during the Holy Week, I love to reread and meditate on the portions of the Bible that speak about the events that lead up to the death and resurrection of Christ. In the next few days, I will share, as I am led, lessons I have learned from my readings this year. Our anchor scripture speaks about the priests and the elders who were plotting to kill Jesus. As I read that portion of scripture, I was amazed at the details that went into their plans. They had planned what day it shouldn't be. They had gauged the reactions of the people. They had done all the permutations and calculations. They had concluded plans to kill Jesus and were probably pleased with their plans. They were in control and on top of things, or so they thought. Yet, the Bible makes us understand clearly that these jokers were actually acting out God's script. They were planning to harm Jesus because he was getting too famous. Yet, God had planned to use their evil acts to glorify and make that same Jesus the most famous man ever. Today, I want to encourage someone. That thing that looks so evil in your life right now can and will work in your favor if you will let God. I have seen God constantly and consistently use evil as raw material for glory. I won't bore you with my personal stories, but be assured I have many of those. But just take a look at Joseph. God used the raw material of slavery and prison to birth royalty. How about Ruth? God used the raw material of death and calamity to birth prominence. God specializes in using evil as raw material for his miracles. People may be plotting against you today. Please let them. Turn them over to God and watch him turn the tables around in your favor. COVID-19 may be raging and ravaging everything in its wake. That's fine. Turn it over to God and watch him use it as a raw material for great and mighty testimonies. Whatever looks like evil in your life that is not abating, offer it up to God and ask him to turn it around for good. Ours is the master at turning Satan's works around for good. As we continue in this blessed and very significant week, if you forget all else, please remember that if God could bring such tremendous, unquantifiable good from the death of Jesus, there is no situation he cannot turn around. I pray for you this morning that your testimony shall continually be, "The enemy meant this for evil, but God turned it around for my good." Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the sacrifice of the cross. We can never thank you enough. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.